Tony D on the third shift.
It's Tony D with you
on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
It's Tony D here on Yahoo Sports Radio as we continue through the night tonight and getting into the NBA. And I know we've been talking about the Golden State Warriors and a couple of teams that have not lived up to expectations. So let's go around the association with Jessica Camerato, basketballinsiders.com, get her thoughts on the season so far. How are you, Jessica?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Not as good as the Golden State Warriors, who are just ripping through this league right now. Whenever I watch them, it's funny because both Adam and I, my producer, have been watching this team, and we see this real intensity. They've been playing these games in front of a sold-out crowd. There's a lot of high energy. It's early in the season. Is Luke Walton pacing this team correctly? 82 games is a long time. I feel like there's a lot of energy coming, and I get a little worried about that. Are they pacing right?
There is a lot of energy, but you know, a lot of times when teams come off deep championship runs like the Warriors did, traditionally, I think we've seen in the past, a lot of those teams are more veteran heavy than the Warriors are. And it's funny, I was actually just thinking about this right before we hopped on this show together, just how young the Warriors are. And I think that's one of the reasons that they've been so successful is they have their core. Is I don't even know if these guys have hit their prime yet. So they're able to play a lot more minutes at a lot faster pace than, let's say, a team where your stars are 30 or 32, things like that.
You know, it's funny because when you have a team that's talented like this and they're not being led by Steve Kerr, they're being led by Luke Walton, and you could say, hey, look, they've got a talented team, so you just roll out the guys. But there is still a minutes managing situation and things like that. Is Luke Walton doing exactly what Steve Kerr would do, or is there some imprint of him on this team?
I think, you know, Steve Kerr, they've always said, is he's still very much involved in the team, but Steve Kerr is not there holding his hand during the game. He's not there. You know, it's not like a football game where we see the guys with the headphones on and the earpieces. I mean, at some point, this becomes Luke Walton infuses himself in there, the in-game adjustments, things like that. Sure, there are things that have been discussed by the entire coaching staff, but there is part of Luke Walton coming through with this team, and it's so early on, and we'll see as the season plays out how this team ends up looking similar or different with him on the sideline.
I want to ask you about the San Antonio Spurs. And I know LaMarcus Aldridge is dealing with an ankle injury, but his contribution to what is getting, as the big three are kind of waning off and LaMarcus Aldridge being added into this team, what have you seen about him and his contributions to the Spurs?
Well, they were in Boston earlier this season, so I got a chance to, you know, see them very early on. And what LaMarcus Aldridge does is he just creates different matchup problems than the team had created in the past, because now all of a sudden you have just this huge scoring option on the floor. So he's able to spread the floor. He's able to split some defenses. He just gives the Spurs a new look, and that's going to be a look that the team will eventually transition to. So, you know, I think we talked about this probably earlier this season. I expect the Spurs to be very successful in the Western Conference. So they're living up to expectations in my book.
The Houston Rockets just changed coaches as Kevin McHale is out. I know it's early, but the Western Conference is tough. Is there something really missing with the Rockets, or can they just tweak this and be right on pace?
No, I mean, you know, it's the general consensus, especially with the Kevin McHale firing, was it's a shame. You know, he doesn't put together the team. He has to coach what he's working with. And this team, to me, has never been, even in spite of how well they played last season, they never struck me as a true contender. The Houston Rockets remind me of the Brooklyn Nets after they were constructed with that big mega contract. Everybody was making $50 million a year, and they were not a good team. The Houston Rockets have a lot of good players. They have a lot of individual winners, guys, with all-star selections, MVP candidates. But collectively, as a team, it's just not there. So I think you're going to have to get either change up the players or change up their mentality, because right now I see a lot of individual talent and no cohesion with the team.
And that's really, and that's been really important, because you talk about an NBA team. We've seen teams that have been built with successful players that have all come together. But if you don't have that sort of common thread, it's really hard to win in this league.
Yeah, I mean, I think what they're missing right now is a guy with veteran experience who has, you know, been to the NBA Finals, maybe won a championship, somebody that knows what it takes to get to the next level. These Houston Rockets, as pieces, know what it takes to win. They know how to be good players, but you need that glue in there, that person to say, all right, this is how you take that next step. That's why I think you look at the Los Angeles Clippers, during the postseason, the addition of Paul Pierce will be really important, because it's just that guy to be like, all right, guys, I'm not the coach telling you what to do, but I'm a player, and you can speak to them on a different level.
We were kind of teasing Knicks fans a couple of days ago about Porzingis and the craze that he's generating in New York. We've seen the Knicks fans do this with Jeremy Lin a couple of years ago. But has this got a little bit more staying power? Because this kid is really good.
Yeah, I mean, this is different. You know, Porzingis was a lottery pick. Jeremy Lin was a phenomenon, a huge trend. And Porzingis is playing as the Knicks thought that he would. This was the player they thought they were going to get. So I think Knicks fans, of course. I mean, I was at Barclays Center that night. Knicks fans don't, you know, who are they actually going to like that was drafted? Like, they are always going to boo everybody. So I think the reaction was so strongly against Porzingis that now the reaction is like, oh my gosh, maybe we should have been applauding him instead of booing him off the stage that night.
The Philadelphia 76ers are 0-15, and I this bothers me, Jessica. I don't like what the Philadelphia 76ers are trying to prove, if you will, or trying to do, if you will. Does Adam Silver need to pay attention to what's going on in Philadelphia just to make sure this is on the up and up?
The problem with the Philadelphia 76ers is, you know, the whole tanking theory. They're not even healthy. So it's not just like you're drafting players that can't play. I mean, the drafted players aren't even the huge problem. It's, you know, guys like Kendall Marshall, Tony Roten, like random roster players are being injured. So as terrible as their record is at 0-15 right now, I'm sure you can point to the fact that they drafted Embiid, he can't play. They drafted Sarge, he's overseas, and who knows when either one of them will play. The players that they actually have on their roster right now, everybody's hurt. So, I mean, that I think is something that's out of control in their situation. I don't think that this team with the talent they had, even when healthy, was really built to be a winner. You know, that was clear. But a lot of it also has to do with injuries. I think the fact why they haven't been able to squeak out a win yet this season, and we're in late November, you can also look at the fact that of who they're playing. They have T.J. McConnell now as their starting point guard, and Phil Pressey's backing him up.
All right, I'll cut them a little bit of slack. But if this gets to like 25 losses in a row, then I'm really going to start to get a little concerned about the Philadelphia 76ers and their game plan. In Miami, do you like what the Heat are doing? They seem to be clicking along pretty good.
The Heat at the start of my season were my vote for most improved team. I thought they were really going to turn heads in the Eastern Conference. I like the addition of Justice Winslow. Through the draft, a healthy Chris Bosh and D. Wade. It seems like, you know, they're like 500 in basketball years, but they still get things done. And Hassan Whiteside is really developing into, you know, a true dominating big man. What he's been doing defensively is, in a day when guys are playing, starting to, you know, play away from the basket, and, you know, I'm watching Al Horford knock down three-pointers tonight, adding that to his game. Hassan Whiteside is just being a true big man, and that is going to make a big difference for this team.
Jessica Camerato joins us, basketballinsiders.com, as we go around the NBA. Last time we talked, I think we touched on the Cleveland Cavaliers and the idea of what LeBron wants to do there with Kevin Love. That seems to be working. Is there anything about Cleveland that concerns you, though? I mean, 11-3 off to a good start. Is there any issues that could be cropping up with the Cavaliers?
Well, we have to see what happens. I mean, you know, look, they're 11-3. They're top of the Eastern Conference, and that's been without Kyrie Irving. So I think when he comes back, Kyrie Irving doesn't make you worse. He should make you better. But I do think there will be a little bit of a transition period where everybody gets used to playing with each other once again. I mean, you know, there'll be less shots for people. There'll be maybe less minutes for people. So there'll be a slight adjustment period. I think in the end, they'll be fine. You know, they were my vote to come out of the East since basically the last NBA Finals. So, but I think once Kyrie comes back, they'll have to kind of reshape things a little bit. And there might be just, like, you know, a few games where things look a little bit out of sorts.
I know there's controversy in Atlanta with Mike Budenholzer and hitting the referee, or, in, you know, whether it was intentional or not. Should the NBA just come in and say one game suspension, calm the union down a little bit, and kind of not get involved in this kind of thing and just suspend him? Or is there some reason why he's not been suspended?
You know, that's a good question. That's something I think a lot of people in an office on the top floor of some building, they may be making that decision.
Yeah.
I think there are certain things where, you know, things like that, we don't know exactly what's going to happen behind the scenes and discussions that are had. So we'll have to see what happens.
Jessica Camerato again, basketballinsiders.com. Coaching changes. There were a couple around the league. Anything sticking out that impresses you so far? I know Billy Donovan's doing pretty good in Oklahoma, Oklahoma City, Fred Hoiberg in Chicago. Any other coaching changes that have made a mark so far this season?
Hoiberg, I think, has done a good job. You know, just coming into the NBA is always a transition from the college game, especially dealing with the Chicago Bulls, who you never know which roster you're going to have on the floor on any given night. And then Joakim Noah being in the starting lineup, being on the bench, I think he's done a really good job handling a lot of uncertainties and just having the Bulls right in there, with, you know, in contention in the third spot in the East. They have the talent where they should be there, but the Bulls are a team where there's always so many moving pieces and their lineup can change from night to night. So I think he's done a good job so far keeping everything pretty streamlined.
Great talking to you, Jessica. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Thank you so much. We'll catch up soon.
Thanks. Same to you.
You got it. Jessica Camerato on basketballinsiders.com. All right, 800-777-2907 as we go around the association. We like to do this about once a week just to sort of keep in tabs with what's going on with this league. It's got a lot of great, exciting stuff. Of course, Golden State, right? You know, they're cruising right along and unbeaten and whatnot. And like I said at the start of that interview, I love the intensity. I think it makes the early games extremely entertaining, and I hope they don't back off the throttle at all. You watch them and you just get, especially when they're at home, there's this atmosphere that these games are, they matter and they're important and they're not taking a night off. I mean, all the years that I have been, you know, around the league, covering the league, you can tell almost instantly when a team is going to just take the night off. I mean, it, you know, you see Greg Popovich do this every now and then where he sits starters, and it's not that he wants to lose, but he wants to manage all the way through to get to April. You hear star players talk about this all the time. And yet I watch a Golden State Warriors team that plays almost every game with intensity and seems to manage the minutes well, so they're not wearing out everybody because they're so deep on the bench. So it's a good combination to have. You're trying to pursue maybe some history. I don't know if they're actively going for that or not, but just taking it, you know, every single game as they come, but not wearing out. Steph Curry's not, you know, playing 45 minutes a night here. This is not something where every guy is going to get worn out so that you can see injuries start popping up in February, start popping up in March, and then they're a little bit depleted when it comes to the postseason. I think they've been managed pretty well. 800-777-2907, your thoughts. We got a lot to get to, including Johnny Manziel, as we continue the conversation there. The Thanksgiving games and rivalry week in college football. It's all coming up, Yahoo Sports Radio.